Ah, Fridays. I'm in my car after work. I have a job doing accounting stuff and just wanted to do a quick update on my Android stuff. So I made my first $5 from donations. I made a paid up front app that people could buy for a dollar, and I had a couple people buy that one, and I also made an app for $5 and someone bought that one. So after Google's 30% cut, I think I've made about $5 now. I don't think that model's going to work for very long, though, because Google just came out with a new Android policy that I think means that my donation apps aren't allowed. I'm not sure if that's right, but they had something in their policy changes about how if your app doesn't do anything, you can't really have it on the App Store. I think that was to prevent people from just doing really expensive apps that don't do anything. But at the same time, I think it might mean that that model of having a paid app that doesn't do anything won't work, because that's what my current donation apps are, is it just a blank screen that says thank you. And I even have in the description it says this app doesn't do anything. So that might be broken. That plan of not having to learn in-app purchases. But that's okay. I think at this point, in-app purchases sound a little less scary. And I was kind of against them before, too, because I wanted my apps to be, I don't know, really clean. I don't want to have ads in them. I didn't want to have any permissions at first either. But I'm starting to think I want to branch out. I don't mind if I have to ask for permissions because I want to do stuff with location. And I guess I'll try and take a look at in-app purchases, see how that goes. I also lately have been working on Unity games, so I got back into looking at Unity over Memorial Day weekend. I was playing around with it with my siblings, so went home for that weekend. We made a little game with a spaceman, a little 2D platformer where he can jump. And that's about as far as we got. It's fun though. It's different. I think I'll keep playing around with it. My brother made the artwork for it. It might be fun to keep playing around and brainstorming with my siblings, see what we come up with. And I put some music in the game that my husband wrote when he was in high school. So that's fun too. We might start looking at messing around with music too. Every time I do a podcast like this, I realize how scattered all of my interests are because it's so hard for me to start talking about anything without branching out into all the things I want to be learning. But oh well. So that's my Android lately. I also finally finished my. Oh, who knows if it's really finished, but I have made improvements to the Python tool I'm using for making the translations easier for my apps. So before it was a lot of copying and pasting because I would have a word in my app that I needed to translate and I would paste it into Google Translate and then copy the translation and paste it into Android Studio. But I finally dug in and looked into editing text files with Python. So now I can just go into the text files in the Android project and use Python to edit them, as well as using Python to open up web browsers and copy and paste the or get the translations. So now I just have to type in the word I want to translate, point it to the right directory in my Android project, and run it, and it will, in the background, open up with Selenium a browser and get the translation and then edit the text file for me. It's amazing. It's so much faster. So that's fun, because that's important to me, I think, to make sure that my apps are available in different languages. But it was also a really big pain to copy and paste. I did not enjoy that. So that tool will make things much better. Besides that, Like I said, I've been working, doing accounting things, but I also get to learn a little bit of Python on the side there too. And with Unity, I'm learning more C sharp. So I've got Java, C sharp, Python going on. Still need to look into Kotlin. So among the list of the many other things I want to do, Kotlin is also still on there.